I am Klaus Michelson.
I am the thing the men fear.
There's a war brewing between the Cylons. We can't be killed. You're wrong.
You will all fall.
The Originals, Thursdays at 9, 8 central on the CW.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike Pierce. It is time for another recap show. Actually, I'm a guest. I'm a guest on this show. And the only reason why I'm starting off this show is because, Kristen, you're sick.
Yeah.
You went to Icon. You actually got to go to, that's right. You went to the Icon that was the last official Originals Vampire Diaries Icon, correct?
Yes, I did.
And you made out with a bunch of boys. It's some kind of game y'all do, the vampire kiss in the bottle game.
No, it was the girls. It was the fellow hosts.
Oh, that's right. So you made out with some girls, and now you're sick.
I'm sick. Yes,
I need to go one of these Icons. That's what I need to do.
Yeah, so you could go meet Joseph Morgan like we did.
Oh, shut up! For all you fans out there that love the Originals and the Vampire Diaries, these snatches, I'm sitting at home watching television. And, actually, I was working out, just because that's what I do. I work out because I'm big in muscles. And I was working out doing push-ups, about a 500. And all of a sudden, I get a text message from y'all. And it's freaking, these snatch faces people got to meet Joseph Morgan, a.k.a. Klaus Michelson.
Wait, but that text that you got was not me, because those bitches went to the filming location and got to take pictures with him after I had already left.
That's right. So you had to drive about an hour away where you were staying at because you're all Hollywood. And you're like, I'm not going to stay at a grungy old hotel. I'm going to be first class in my cousin's house on the couch. So Kristen was there. She went home and the rest of the girls threw it in all our faces.
Yes,
they got to meet Joseph Morgan. So pissed off. And you know what? I'm so mad about Amy McCracken of the VRO.com. I'm putting her out right now because she told me about this Icon thing. And I was, and then she was like, but it's on Halloween. And I'm like, I can't go on Halloween because I work in the nightclubs. So Halloween is one of the biggest nights for us at the club. And I couldn't be there. So then all of a sudden I hear later on and all of a sudden she's like, oh yeah, I'm not going to be on the recap show of Sleepy Hollow because I'm being Icon. I'm like, what Icon are you talking about? Oh, I forgot to tell you. The date was changed. I was like, you snatch face. So I didn't get a chance to go, and I wanted to go. But it's okay, because I will be in New Orleans next month. So, whatever.
Nice.
So let's talk about this episode. It's the premiere, season 3. Normally, you're going to be doing this show with the fingers crossed. I swear to God, I feel like we're witches, and we need – not even that we're witches. We need witches to tell us the future if you're going to have your future hosts with you. Keisha, Key Lime Pie. And Rachel, I don't have a name for her, but you three are supposed to be recapping the Originals and the Vampire Diaries.
Correct.
One, of course, is Hollywood. Keisha's in L.A. right now. And Rachel, rumor has it, just got a boyfriend. She hasn't had a boyfriend in like 6 years, so she's all caked up with this guy. So you guys are supposed to recap the other shows, the other episodes tomorrow.
Yes.
And get caught up in everything else. So I felt bad for you because you were like, I'm at home by myself, coughing. And
oh my God, that sounds so sad, but it's so accurate.
It is. So I was like, you know what? Let's do it together. I just finished watching it. I'm a little behind, and I do a recap on mine, but mine's not as technical as you guys. Mine's just a quick 3 to 5 minute little rant rave kind of thing. So I did mine, and then you text me like for the sixth time. You're like, are you gonna help me? Because I'm such a loser.
That's a lie.
And I was like, Jesus Christ,
that right there is a lie.
So I was like, let's do this. So we're here. And the original, season 3, the episode was called For the Next Millennium. I'm going to talk about my favorite parts because I'm your guest.
Plus, go ahead and go first.
Plus, you respect your elders. I'm like Klaus, okay? And I'm the leader. And then we'll go into your thing because I think you also have some kind of information from some other blogger or something, some behind-the-scenes stuff.
It's Julie Plec's blog.
Okay. I don't know who that is, but we'll talk about it later.
What? How are you recapping this show and you don't know who Julie Plec is?
Because I watch. Let me tell you something. Amy McCracken will tell you because we'll be doing her show. She'll be like, you know, da 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 da. I'm like, who the hell that? She's like, what? You don't know? I'm like, look, I don't know the real people. I know Klaus. I know Elijah.
Well, okay, Julie Plec is one of the creators of the show.
Oh, well, then I like her. I like her because I mean I don't know the real people's names. You know, I mean, unless it's Greg Nicotero from The Walking Dead, that's a different story. But, I don't know these. I just know the – even if I saw some of these actors, I'd be like, oh, look, it's Marcel. I you know, and I wouldn't even, I don't even know the real names, because that's.
Well, you know what's funny? We were watching the premieres in where they film. Mm-hmm. We were standing in Mystic Falls. I mean, in Mystic Grill, and two of the girls that worked there were asking the bartender, "How tall is Stefan and Damon?" And I'm like, "She does realize that's not their real names, right?"
That would be me. That would be me. That, yeah, I don't, because I think what Ian Summonholder.
Ian.
Yeah, that one too. I always mess up his name. and then Stefan is, his real name is Paul Wesley.
Yes,
I got it.
Woo! You got one.
I know Kara Holt. I know what?
Say it again.
Kara Holt.
Claire.
Oh, Claire too. That one too.
Claire Holt.
You know what? It doesn't matter. I know it was Rebecca and Davina. They're my favorites. And even Haley looks extra hot in this episode. Let's talk about the episode finally, please.
Let's do it.
So I got my favorite parts here. One, my favorite, Elijah. Hands down, total badass. The only dude that can kick ass in a suit and still look good.
Yes.
When he threw the machine gun into the dude.
Oh my God, that was insane.
If you would have been here next to me on the couch, I busted out laughing. I thought that was the most awesome, funniest thing. Elijah's just badass. And what else? What else did he do? I mean, dude, he's babysitting in a swamp and killing people. When he turns the baby around, so he doesn't.
I know.
He's so cool.
I know. I love him.
So I love Elijah. He's just badass. Let me see here. Elijah hunts the dudes. Yeah, let's talk about that. We did that. I'm a little. Do you think Elijah? I mean, when he found the wolves in the back of the truck, that was some serious crap there. Do you think that's going to be a distraction for him? Do you think he's going to be all like, because, you know, he's all in love with Haley. Do you think that's going to mess things up?
I don't know, because I think he's going to think she's dead.
Which is going to mess him up?
I don't know if it's going to mess him up, though. Mess him up in what way?
Like, mess him up meaning,
like, he's going to go batshit crazy and go after somebody?
No, I think he's going to get, like, emotional and he gets all emoed. You know how he is about her. Don't get me wrong. I want him. And then after, for, like, 5 minutes after he's all emoed, he's going to go kill everybody. But I'm, you know, these people are distractions. Like, that stupid snatch face Cammy, okay? I don't like her. Never have. She's a distraction to Klaus also. Elena. A distraction to Stefan and Damon. I hate distractions. So, listen. What?
Wait, you have to admit that Cammy is not that bad so far.
Oh my God, she's a what? Who the hell made her a freaking serial killer profiler?
Okay, wait, but that part, that's not her fault. Because I wrote that down in my notes. Like, she's been in this profession for like 5 minutes and they're asking her to consult, yes, on murders.
Yeah, Vincent's like, come with me. And like, what did she, what do you mean, what did she do? And he's like, I told her, do what you do. I'm like, and then she's like, if he's, they take their time, they're gonna do it again. Dun dun dun.
Yeah, like, but she is pretty good at writing down.
Gosh, she's fucking, I can't stand her. And then, you know, her and Vincent go to Marcel and like, what's going on? Why are you killing people? And Marcel's like, bitch, you better get out of my freaking octagon. We're about to go UFC on your ass. So they leave and they're like, why don't you go talk to Klaus? So they go to Klaus, like, what are you doing? Klaus is like, get the fuck out of my face. And then she's like, okay, come on, Vincent, let's go.
Yeah, she is being kind of bitchy to Klaus too.
Yes, she thinks she's got game and she doesn't. She really.
Yeah, but you need to back off Cammy, because I still like her.
No, she just, you know what she needs to do? She needs to go back to her little house where her uncle lived, the priest, and just sit in the window with a cutout door of the window and be like, what do you need? A magical rock? Let me get it for you. There you go. What do you need? A wand? What kind of wand? Wolfbane? Got it. Here you go. She just needs to be the little shop of magic whores. Yes, that's what maybe. She needs to be. Because she doesn't do jack.
You're such a Cammy hater.
I really am. When Klaus showed up with his little painting, it was like, here you go. I made this. I was like, Klaus, what are you doing?
Yeah, that. I didn't like that because she calls him a disappointment and then he just looks, yes, so sad.
Yes.
You know, my mom watched, because I missed the first episode because I was in Covington.
Right.
But my mom texted me and she's like, everybody's so mean to Klaus, but I love his sad face.
Oh, God.
My mom's a softy for Klaus.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, she calls him a disappointment.
Yeah.
And he made her a painting. And I think I wrote down in my notes, I think the painting was remember when they first met?
Was it her walking down the street, right, of New Orleans?
Yeah, and she was looking at the art.
Yeah, that was because so he remembered.
I think that's what the painting was. Yeah. That was a bitchy move.
Fucking snatch face. I can't stand her. Let's see what else I liked. One of my favorite parts. Oh, dude, speaking of the painting, I guess at the end of this episode, Klaus had to kind of like to himself go, you know what? I am Klaus Michelson, the baddest motherfucker of town. And he finds the art dealer, the critic. Dude, rips off his arms. Rips off his arms and eats them. So glad that happened. That was my favorite part. I forgot to mention that in my recap. I was so excited about Elijah just looking so super cool. But Klaus ripping the arms off was dope. Davina looked extra hot. I have to say this.
She really is beautiful.
She really is. I follow her on Instagram. And she is a hottie. And she's extra hot here. And I'm telling you, I think Marcel hit it. Like, if Vincent doesn't go help her, Davina's going to get pissed off. And when she gets mad, she may be messing stuff up. This Kara chick, this witch that tried to break her hands and catch her on fire.
Mm-hmm.
I was waving my hands at the screen. I was like, who's this bitch? I didn't like this chick. And these other witches, it looks like, I mean, do you think that she's on to something? Do you think the other witches are going to find her weak? I mean, she's the leader though. So I don't think they would like go really after her. Do you?
I don't know if they think she's weak. I just think they are aware of her relations with the vampires.
Oh, so you think that's what they're pissed off about? More that than she's not a good leader?
Yeah, I think they don't respect her because they think she has friendships with them. And
okay, that makes sense. Because I was like, dude, this Davina could kill you guys.
Yeah. Yeah, she's definitely not weak.
No, I just think
they don't respect her. And it's kind of messed up because she was kind of thrown into that position. It's not like she sat there and begged for it.
Nope. And if anybody can do it, it's going to be Davina. But I'm a little worried for my little buttercup. I really am. But you know what? Now that she's got Haley, she's up to something. And next week's commercial, she's got blood coming out of her eyes. I'm telling you, Davina's going to mess some people up. And I think Vincent, you think Vincent's going to help?
I think if anything, Marcel's going to force him to help her.
Right. What do you think about
Vincent? He got her into that mess. He should be helping her.
What do you think of Vincent? You trust him?
If you would have asked me last season, I would have said no.
Uh-huh.
But I don't think he's not trustworthy.
Yeah, I can't put my finger on him. I don't know what it
is. Because he did say he offered to help Davina.
Yeah.
But she said no. She didn't want it.
Yeah. I don't know.
I think that right there is going to get her in trouble. She refuses help from people that can help her.
Yeah. Well, I mean, she's got a chip on her shoulder, just like Vincent told Marcel. But I think you're right. I think Marcel's going to be like, you need to help and break an arm or something.
Exactly.
I'm not going to lie. Looking at Marcel with his shirt off made me want to go to the gym. I'm not going to lie. While I was watching, I was like, God, Marcel, why are you making me feel a little chunky here? Maybe I shouldn't have had those two peanut butter jelly sandwiches.
Oh my god.
So he's fit, you can tell. So Davina, she's up to something and saved Haley. So I'm sure Haley's gonna have to do something for her, and I'm sure Davina's gonna be like, I can break this curse. I'm sure it probably has something to do with Klaus.
Yeah, but Davina's gonna have her hands full because Haley's not very happy with being trapped there.
Oh no. No, no, no. And Haley, she's not one to mess with either, especially Mm-mm. if you're keeping her from her daughter.
Exactly.
And I haven't watched this. You've already watched the episode one and two already, right? Because we're reviewing this one. And then you've already seen it. See, I haven't seen it yet. So you know more than I do.
Yeah, I'm trying to like look at my notes and look at the blog to make sure I don't say anything that's in the second episode.
Yeah, don't be a spoiler whore like Jesus. And if anybody,
I will not.
If you want to know who what a Jesus is, listen to our Walking Dead recap show. But be prepared. He is a spoiler whore. Let's see what else.
You know what's funny?
What?
In the beginning of this series, mm-hmm. I was not a fan of Haley, and I hated her on The Vampire Diaries. But lately, I love Haley.
You know what? I would agree with you on that. I was not a fan of her. And I think every time when she was on The Vampire Diaries, I'd be like, she needs to die. And even in the beginning of the originals, when she was kind of crossing over as the queen a little bit, I was like, but then she started getting balls. And and then when the baby was born, she was like killing people and like didn't get, and I was like, hey, Haley. So I totally agree with you. Totally agree with you. And I'm excited to see, because I was like, man, if they killed her off, like if she's in the truck somewhere and she's one of them little wolves, I'm going to be pissed.
That would have been redonkulous. I like that she's the only one that will fight Klaus.
Yes. Yes. She's got.
Elijah. Elijah will fight him, but.
Just, I know, because she's a girl and she's got a vagina and you got a vagina and y'all are a vagina. I get it. What else? Now this week, now we got some drama though, because this was sucks because you've seen episode two already. We got this guy named Lucian. He's back from the days. And speaking of back in the days, we got to see a little cleavage of Rebecca. That was pretty hot. I had to rewind it and then I paused it.
I knew you would like that one.
Oh yes. I was like, whoa, what is she doing? Bend over a little bit more. I was like, pause. Pause. Since and the wife's not here, I got to like keep it there for like 5 minutes. It was really,
you're crazy.
It was really nice. So we get to meet Lucian. And I didn't see it coming that he was turned by Klaus. This Lucian guy kind of reminds me of, like, did you ever see Blade? The movie Blade?
No.
You've never seen Blade?
No.
Wesley Snipes, Blade, vampire?
I know what it is, and I know who's in it, but no, I never saw it. I'm sorry.
Should hang up on you right now. you watched this stupid show Chuck, but you won't watch Blade.
Listen, I was forced to start watching Chuck, and it's funny. I like it.
Fans of the originals and fans of Blade, I apologize deeply from the heart for my friends. Okay, watch it, because now I can't say. But anyways, the people that know what I'm talking about, Lucian kind of reminds me of a vampire that would be in the movie Blade, and you'll know what I'm talking about. So he's up to something, and then he introduces Alexis, this witch. I don't know, maybe she's a psychic medium. I don't know. They start feeding on her, which is kind of hot. So what do you think about this? Oh, see, this is what sucks, because you already know. Okay, I'm just going to ask you. And don't tell me details. Do you find out more about this warning in episode two?
Not really.
Okay, cool. So what do you think? Then I can ask you. So what do you think about this whole warning thing? What do you think it is? Because it seems like there's some kind of super vampire. They do in his visions. They show this dude standing in the shadows with vampire teeth. So I don't know if this is part. And I guess there's a group. There's a clan or something. Some type of. The Cylons?
I don't know about that. Mm-hmm. But in the flashback, when they show the Count's children, Tristan and Aurora, and they Lucian tells Klaus that Tristan is the most wicked. So I'm thinking it might be
them?
I think it might be Tristan.
Well, that would explain.
I have to watch what I say though, because these things all blend together now for me, because I've seen the two episodes. So I have to watch what I say.
Well, I mean, then Tristan had to have been turned. Okay, can you at least tell me that? Did Tristan get turned? Because
they don't explain that yet. So I'm not sure, but I can assume.
But his sister's up in the mountains, killed a Buddha, so she's actually something. I don't know if she's a vampire, but see, in the end of this episode, she just goes, and she does it with her hand, and then, like, rips out the dude's, I don't know what she did to him. So, is she a vampire, or is she something more magical?
Even in the second episode, they don't explain anything.
Okay. Do they show her?
The way this episode was, that they show, like, a little clip at the end. Mm-hmm. Is what they do in the second episode. So it doesn't really explain anything. I think we're just going to get like little clips until some big blow up happens, I'm assuming.
So, I mean, but I'm kind of putting it together. Either the sister's by herself or her brother's got to be around also. And if he's pure evil and now he's a vampire, then maybe he's just real. I don't know. I'm trying to figure. I can't figure it out. Because now, holy crap. We've all known that if you kill one of her originals, everybody down the line dies, but this is the first time everyone said, you know, it's come out saying, hey, let's kill those three and we can knock out the competition. It's like the mob, the mafia.
Exactly. Yeah, and I think, like, in my opinion, because of the way they introduced, in the flashback, the way they introduced Tristan and Aurora, mm-hmm. it kind of looked like Klaus was smitten with her.
Mm, he was.
And then in present day, he asks Lucien if he's seen Aurora. So I think the two of them might have had a thing for her.
Oh, no, yeah, no. I think you're onto something there.
I think that's where, like, maybe because Lucien seems to be, like, really afraid of this war between the sire lines.
Right.
So I think it's going to have something to do with something that happened with Aurora, and maybe Tristan is after one of them for whatever reason. I don't know. It has to all tie together.
No, that makes sense. That makes sense. Totally makes sense. And that's why I'm trying to. Yeah, because I was like, what? And I was like, wait a second. And then that's when I started thinking. I was like, okay, you can. And then when he says, you can trust me. And then he says, I don't. And Klaus said, I don't trust nobody. I'm like, well, can you trust him? Because, I mean, it's true. If Klaus were to die, he would die also.
Mm-hmm.
So is he on Team Klaus's side? But then he's
doing. Yeah, but he's also coming to Klaus because he obviously has his own enemies.
Right.
So it's like he's putting Klaus in danger because of his stupidity.
Right, right, right. Yeah. And then on top of that, he's the freaking Joker, a.k.a. Jack the Ripper / Hannibal.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see when he was cutting his face?
Yes.
I was like, what the hell's wrong with you, kid?
Yeah, he's batshit crazy.
And I wonder if Klaus knows that he's doing all this. I don't know. This guy's got some. And that's why I'm like, he's what do you call it? When you're, not a loaded pistol, but you're, you're kind of crazy, you can't not reliable, but oh man, it's going to be bothering me. But this is what Lucien is. He's a liability. Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, the dude's kind of crazy, but then you're supposed to trust everything that comes out of his mouth. I don't know. I'm curious about this redheaded chick because she was kind of hot and she was kind of hitting on either both of them because you saw how she bit her bottom lip. You know, when you girls do that shit, it's because y'all are flirty.
Oh my God.
You know it's true though. True or false? Any girl that's listening to this show is like, Mike, you're so good. You know women. I know. Because I'm like Klaus. I'm like 100 years old.
Well, I don't know. I think back in those days, if someone bit their lip, I don't think it means quite the same thing as if someone does it now.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. She had the hunger.
I don't know about that.
You've seen Game of Thrones? They'd be biting each other's lips all the time. And look what happens.
Yeah, because that's back in those days too, isn't it?
That's what I'm saying. That's what it meant. Like, I want you.
Well, I don't know. I don't do that.
Really? Like you.
What? Wouldn't you rather somebody just tell you, or would you rather them just be like, "Oh, I'm gonna bite my lip"?
Sometimes, you know how you girls bite your lip or put your finger in your mouth or let me flip my hair around a little bit. You girls do that. No, it's not slutty. You're getting
putting
the attention.
Putting your finger in your mouth is slutty.
Whatever. Whatever. So
finger in the mouth is definitely slutty.
Maybe that's why you're single. Huh? Maybe that's why you're single. Maybe you need to start putting your fingers in your mouth more
often. Maybe, but it's also because I'm not slutty.
Do me a favor. When you go to the mall this weekend, okay? Go to the mall tomorrow and just sit there eating a slice of pizza and put your finger in your mouth and watch how many guys go, would you like another piece of pizza? Just watch.
Yeah, what? Because they want to get in your pants?
Hey, sometimes you gotta do certain things. I'm trying to get you a boyfriend. I don't know how we're going from here to boyfriends, but
no, I don't either.
Anyways, if there are any guys out there that like the originals of Vampire Diaries and are single, Kristen's single. What else? I think that's it. I mean, I really like those were the big moments for me. You can tell that personally, me, I really like the premiere. It's already. I mean, you know, you're not getting any. Holding back, you know, shit's gonna happen. You know, mm-hmm. With the werewolves to the witches to the. I mean, that's what I like it. I like this one. What else? I think that's it for me. What else do you got?
Well, I really like how the writers put the flashbacks in this show because you get to see a lot of how the original siblings came to be where they are now.
That was cool. Yes, I agree with you on that.
So I like that. And something crazy is going to happen with this guy, Lucien, because you know that the people that are hunting the wolves are with him.
Really?
Yeah.
You think that? Or, okay, because well, you've seen episode two.
Well, no, but they were like they were saying, oh, our boss is, comes from a lot of money or he's paying high.
Right, right, right. They were telling that. So you okay, so now be honest, because people listening to this show will know you're lying. Mm-hmm. If you've seen episode two, did they put those two together? You might as well say it.
Well, they do, but if you watch the first episode without even watching the second one, if they introduce a new character who obviously has a shitload of money because that penthouse he was in
He's
incredible.
He's got money.
And then you have these poachers who are hunting wolves saying that they're going to build condos or whatever the hell they were saying they were going to do, mm-hmm. and that their boss is paying top dollar to hunt the wolves. You have to tie them both together.
Now, do you think that's Lucian right there, or do you think that's somebody that's above Lucian and Lucian's just following orders, or do you think this is his agenda coming to New Orleans is he really to wipe out the werewolves, or is he really buying? I mean, is he really a businessman?
I don't think that's the reason why he's in New Orleans. Mm-hmm. I think he's actually there because he needs Klaus to save him.
Right. Okay.
But. Like you said, I do know what happens in the second episode, but for me, watching the premiere, I tied the two together. Because usually when they introduce a new character, there's always something else that's going to tie back to them.
Okay.
It's just like the mutilation and the murders. They tied those together already. that's him, so.
So you think that it's going to, okay, well, that's a lot of shit for Lucian.
I don't know why he's doing it. Right. I don't know why he's trying to hunt the wolves, but.
I don't know. Maybe to, I don't know, if you're hunting down the wolves, it splits up the originals. I don't know. You know, because, I mean, really, I mean, he does make a very good point that your sister's not here. Your brother Elijah's pissed off. You're mm-hmm. over here. It weakens them because they're not together.
Exactly.
So that might be it, perhaps. And then while you're at it, you get to kill some werewolves. But those hunters suck balls.
Yeah, I know. Like, what an epic fail. Like,
dude, you guys suck at hunting. Yeah. Okay. What else?
I had a question for you. How do you feel about Freya? Because I didn't know how I felt about her last season.
Honestly, I didn't care for her in the first when we got introduced. And notice when I had on my notes, I did not even mention her. The only thing I find her good at is babysitting the baby. That's all. I mean, her role is like, take the day off. She's having shots, dancing on the bar at Coyote Ugly. And then all of a sudden she's like, I Dream of Jeannie, and she's there. And she's cool. She's got magic. You know, I think I liked how she wrote the letter to Rebecca and then she sent it magically. Is that what she did? She crumpled it up into a ball and then sent it to her? Is that how she did it? Or she just...
Yeah, because at first I was watching and I was like, what the hell did she do that for? Like, she just set it on fire or some shit. But then I was like, oh, wait, maybe she sent it.
Yeah, maybe she sent it with a kind of like very Harry Potter, but not with the now.
Because isn't Rebecca right now in the witch form?
I believe so, yeah. Remember, she hasn't, yeah, I know, because she hadn't switched over. Because I was that's why I was pissed all last mm-hmm. season, because I was like, who is this girl? This is not Rebecca. I need my blonde back. I'm a big fan.
It's funny because when we were at Icon, she was there. They announced her at the last minute. And she was hanging out with Daniel Sharman, who played Cole recently.
Yeah.
And my niece, Brianna, was jealous.
I bet she was. God, man, I should have been there. I would have gotten picked. Yeah, oh yeah. I've been like, how much?
She was cool though, like, because we saw part of their panel. Mm-hmm. And she did her panel with Daniel Sharman and Michael Trevino. Mm-hmm. And they actually were really funny together. So, I don't know. She kind of...
Grew on
I'm
you?
I'm influenced by their real life personalities.
Well, yeah, I really don't care about their personality. Their real life. I know it's Rebecca. And she's awesome. Though, you know, I'm a big fan of her. But she did the show, what was it, with Charlie Manson? What was it called? On NBC? And I didn't watch it because I couldn't get into it.
Who was Claire Holt?
Yeah, she was in. She played a cop, and I wanted to watch it, and had that Duchovny guy in it. I can't remember what the show's called, but it's about Charles Manson, And it came on NBC, and it did season one, and I think season two is coming, and she's in it. But I was like, it's not enough Rebecca. I need more Rebecca. She should have been the lead.
Yeah, I love her playing Rebecca on this show.
Oh, dude, she's great, and she's hot, and she's got great cleavage. What else?
Well, I don't have anything else, but I can talk about what Julie Plec says in her blog.
Yes, and I can tell you who she is. She is one of the creators of the originals.
Now you can tell.
I know, right?
You learn something new every day, Mike.
There you go. On a Saturday night, two losers talking about the originals.
I don't know about losers.
Okay. I was talking about you. And
we're pretty awesome. Anyways, Julie Plec talks about Lucian. Ooh. And says that his self-mutilation ties into his backstory and how he became a vampire. And she says that he was put down by those who were of better stature than he, and he was definitely a victim of cruelty. He scars himself again and again to make sure he never forgets where he came from.
So that explains the Joker smiles.
Yeah. But I don't know why he's doing it to other people. Like, him doing it to himself, what she says makes sense. But why is he doing it to other people?
Because maybe for other people to feel his pain. I mean, like, why do sickos do sicko? You know, people get sickoed on, so they do it to others. That's what I would think. I think it's just a typical, he was messed with, bullied, so he's going to do it. That's just his sick mind. That's what I think. He's obvious crazy. He's not playing with a full deck.
Yeah, so, definitely not.
So, anything else? What did she say?
She also says that, let's see, it says the possibility of present day Rebecca. She says, obviously, we like our time our Rebecca visits for Christmas. It's like our tradition. So fans can look forward to seeing her bring in the Yuletide cheer.
So she's coming back in Christmas. Well, she's coming back in Christmas, like in the show or our Christmas?
Please hold.
So everybody, apparently Chris is probably coughing up a storm right now. So I'm just going to sit here and talk about Rebecca. She's hot. She's cool. And she's badass. What else? I wasn't prepared for this, Kristen. So what shall we talk?
Okay, I'm sorry.
Are you good? Because I was about to go. I was about to start talking.
Oh, my God. It's sticking to me.
It's she's coughing, people. I think she's making out with girls and Icon, and maybe that's why I didn't go. Because are you
okay? So yeah, we just have to wait and see which Rebecca we get.
Yeah, you had to say that really fast, huh?
Yes.
Do you want to go ahead and wrap up the show?
Sure.
All right. So, all right, Kristen, if you can, she can't talk, but you can just kind of hum people. She's going to be recapping the show, the originals and the Vampire Diaries. Have you done any of the Vampire Diaries yet?
No, not yet. We'll do those tomorrow, and then we'll get all caught up for next week, and we'll start doing them on Friday night.
So Friday night, you're going to be doing the originals and the Vampire Diary recap shows.
Yes.
Okay, people, and they're going to be posting up on audioboom.com/channel/variety-radio-online. That's the main channel where everything's going to be at, or you can check out the VRO.com and everything will be there. I know you're going to be posting in the shows on your blog, and it's called AccordingToKristen.com, correct?
Yes.
Okay, I'm just trying to get everything out before you start having a cough attack. If you want to find out all her stuff, go to AccordingToKristen.com. Her Twitter, Facebook, all that stuff is on there. And she's going to be recapping the Vampire Diaries and the originals. Starting next week, they'll be back on time, but they're going to put up some new shows tomorrow. So they'll be caught up with that. Good. And shout out to the VRO.com. Make sure you check them out. And you can follow me on Twitter, Instagram at Mike the Movie Guy, and check out my blog, I Watch Mike. And you can hear my recap shows. You can hear them with your ears, audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike, and go there. And I do my own little originals there, but mine's like a hell of a lot shorter. And I'm kind of pissed off because I forgot about the ripping of the arms of the critic, which was awesome by Klaus. Do you have anything else to say, or are you just going to say goodbye?
No, I think I'm good.
All right, so people, thanks for tuning in, and for everybody that's retweeting, favoring, I always say this, thank you very much, and I say this all the time, we are just fans of the show. I'm not a professional Originals person. I didn't even know who one of the creators were. I'm just a fan of the show, and I love it. And Rebecca, if you're listening to this, or Davina, I want to have your babies. Now, say goodbye.
Oh, my God.
Say goodbye, Kristen.
Deuces.
Don't cock block.
I am Lars Michaelson.
I am the thing the men fear.
There's a war brewing between the Cylons. We cannot be killed. You're wrong.
You will all fall.
The Originals, Thursdays at 9, 8 central on the CW.